بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. I'm here today to just tell you a little bit of what we've done in Canada. It started with a group which was later to be named Letter for Truth, which was formed after those who felt the responsibility to act on the Rahbar's first letter had contacted the local scholars. And there was a meeting that took place, and we kind of discussed with each other on what the next steps should be. And we went back home, we brainstormed, we came up with the name Letter for Truth. So about the group, we are a group of youth living in the West who have basically found it necessary to embark on this initiative after reading the letter written by the leader. We strongly believe that this letter can assist all of us in guiding the development of modern civilization to build individuals, families, societies that are naturally inclined towards the search for the truth. So basically we started by forming a website, theletterfortruth.com, and this is a bit of, if you can go to the next slide, there's an outline of our website here. There's a few different pages on there. The home page has different slides that people can click on. There's a page with the actual letter on it. Now the second letter is also up there. There's an Open the Book page, which has information regarding the Quran, as well as a link to an online Quran and the link to Tafsir online. There's a Know the Man page where it kind of discusses the personality of the Prophet himself. There is also a blog section in which we publish related articles from other sources, and some people who have kind of volunteered to write different articles for Letter for Truth. We've also put some of those in the blog section as well. This is just kind of a chart showing the statistics of the website, the total views in 2015. We can see that the official launch brought a lot of attention, after which it had kind of dwindled down until we sort of revamped our marketing. The traffic has unfortunately consistently remained a bit low, even with the release of the second letter, but we did see a slight increase in views when the second letter was released. Here we can see kind of who our audience is. We are based in the Toronto area in Canada. Most of our views, about 51%, were in Canada. After that, the US came second, and then the UK, and about half of the amount from the UK was from Germany. The rest of it was split up between different countries. The majority of our social media work has been done through Facebook. We did try doing things through Twitter, Instagram, and these places as well, but we got the best response on Facebook. As you can see, we didn't have like a very high amount of likes on Facebook. It was just about just over 2,500, and because of the lack of, I guess, popularity and positive response to what the way we were doing things, we kind of took a step back at that point and kind of started reorganizing ourselves, which I will get to shortly. We did have one time where we went out on the streets as well. A group of us went out with copies of the letter, and there was brothers and sisters involved, and they kind of split up in different areas. I think the best response that they got was on the university campuses. They asked people to read out specific passages of the letter, and we recorded that on video, and overall the response was positive, but it was our first time doing that, and we kind of noticed that the script we were kind of trying to stick by in order to engage people needed a little bit of work. So we haven't gone back out to do that a second time yet. Our team, you can actually go to the next slide as well. We came to realize that our campaign wasn't that effective, and when we took a step back for restructuring, we, instead of just all of us getting together and meeting and kind of trying to all be a part of everything, we took a step back and we made different groups within the organization. We have the manager at the top, who was a local scholar. Underneath that, we kind of divided it between different sections: finance, marketing, production, which is kind of in charge of creating video and visual content, publication, so that we can create standards and track people to write for Letter for Truth so we can have more content. Because we did notice that people, when they're attracted to our site, then we have to have more content for them to see. Otherwise, they're just going to kind of see it. They're going to look around a little bit, and they won't really know where to go for the right sources. As the Rahbar mentioned, that they need to learn from the original sources. Since then, we have basically just had each of these leaders define their roles and kind of put together a team under them. And together, we made a mission statement and vision statement, put that together in a mandate. After this, we came back. We recently came up with some detailed strategy outlines, and we're in the process of getting more team members to help with the workload and implementing those strategies. That's about all we have done over there. We can recite a loud salawat. That's the end of the presentation. Aww.